Well, folks, I'm with Mike Reynolds, and it's very exciting. Today, we are in Napa Valley, and this is Hall Wines, and you just happen to have some Cabernet on the table. That is your signature, Cabernet and Merlot. Things have definitely expanded out for this winery. This is a beautiful destination now. Great to be with you, sir. Let's talk about Cabernet.
Cabernet is really what we do here at Hall, and we have about 300 acres of estate vineyards in the Napa Valley that are located in five appellations. Just in the last 3 or 4 years, actually, since the last time I saw you, we really built out our portfolio of outside growers. Last time we were together, I think we had 5 outside growers. Today we have 70. We actually get grapes from 13 of the 16 Napa Valley appellations, both hillside and valley floor fruit, with a real emphasis on hillside sites where the soils are a little more challenged, the vines struggle, and the fruit gets more intense. And so the Napa Valley Cabernet, this wine is from 2011, is really a composition of fruit from all of those appellations. It's really the palette of what Napa Valley is. So you get the strength and the power and the tannin structure from the hillside vineyards, and then the real soft, round opulence from the valley floor vineyards. You know, one of the things that we hope that you find in all of our wines is a real sweet texture and full-bodied mid-palate, and the valley floor vineyards really contribute that to the blend.
I am amazed to have that many growers involved. Then really what it does is it gives you an opportunity. Once the fruit comes into the winery, you have your hands full with all these different lots. I assume that they are fermented in different containers, and you have a tasting for weeks that goes into making this blend.
Yeah, well, we do. If you haven't been to our new winery in Santa Elena, you should come. We just built an addition, and it's a brand new Gravity Flow winery, probably the most state-of-the-art winery in the state of California as we speak right now. But one of the things that it allows us to do is keep every lot separate. We built, and we have what seems to be a very large winery, but what it really is a boutique winery on steroids. We have over 180 tanks within our facilities that are all 10 tons or less, which really allows us to ferment and treat each batch separately. And then when we sit down to blend, as you alluded to, which we did a few weeks ago, this year we had over 300 different batches of Cabernet Sauvignon from which to make all of our different blends.
In a case like that, the only thing you can really say to add to that, because that is just brilliance in making. That's why these wines are so great, folks. But there's an old saying here in Napa Valley that it takes a lot of beer to make wine, and with all that tasting, you probably needed a couple.
300 happens over a course of weeks, and I will tell you, as we march through that process, we go slow because it is a little bit hard on all of us. So.
There's nothing hard about what's going to happen now. We have some beautiful food just came to the table, and we're going to enjoy some great food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel.